The numbers told the story, they always do.
It's one of those idiots who believe in analytics.
This is a numbers game with Gil Alexander on VSiN.
Hour number two of a numbers game at VSiN, the sports betting network, VSiN.com, the VSiN app, Game Plus, iHeartRadio, YouTube TV. However you're taking us in, we appreciate it. All brought to you by BetMGM. It's Gil Alexander. It's Kelly Bidlin. Bidlin, distracted by what's going on at Augusta. Early round one action.
I'm not distracted.
John Rahm bogeying the first hole. Get out of here, John Rahm.
Get out of here, Rahm. Hit the bricks.
We don't want to have to deal with you. Go.
Go hang out with Bill.
Keep bogeying. Before we get to Bill Krakenberger, who is right by Magnolia Lane, one clarification and one admission via Twitter at Beating the Book. Gary Kincaid helping us out, Kelly, at Gary Kincaid. What he said, Gil, click VSiN today. This is on the picks page. Click VSiN today at the top header, then click this week. Toggle over to event date, click there, and it sorts by first day of the week, Monday. Oh, that's easy.
There you go.
There you go. I'll just follow that. Gary Kincaid, everybody. Gary Kincaid 1 if you want those directions, if you're a VSiN subscriber. And then Pounder, Robert S. Lane, I must admit, I was the dude walking behind you and waving yesterday outside the studio. I was visiting and told my son to watch at the designated time. There you go.
There you go.
There you go. Ladies and gentlemen, I think I speak on behalf of 99% of us who say that one of our bucket list items in life is to go to the Masters. And for many of us, it never happens. Bill Krakenberger has had that on his bucket list for his entire life as well. And today, for the first time, he is down in Augusta to attend the 87th Masters. Unscripted with the crack man, Bill Krakenberger, live from Augusta, Georgia. Special edition. Right here on a numbers game at VSiN. Uh-oh. Billy!
Hey.
Look at Bill.
As you can see, that is Magnolia Lane
yes.
in the background. And I'm going to stay here for as long as they don't throw me out, which I don't think they will. It is across the street. But that is the famous Magnolia Lane. And Gil's my first Masters down here. And I'll tell you, I should have done it more often at a younger age. The hills are unbelievable. The hills are unbelievable. They really are. But however, Gil, I can't explain. I didn't expect. Yeah, that's the right word. It was beyond my expectations. I didn't expect, like, Amen Corner. That has to affect people when they come here for the first time. It's just an amazing thing. It's the magnolias, the beautiful trees, the beautiful flowers, and the bridges, the stone bridges, and the history. Of course, it's the history of the Masters. Knowing what went on here, knowing so many different things. I got to meet a couple golfers. I got to be friends with a guy named Steve Elkington.
Sure.
Elkington, Steve is a really good guy. As a matter of fact, I didn't know he came in third here. So he came in third in the Masters. He won the PGA. So he won a major. He's won, I think, the Players twice. He's won 10 tournaments. 45 minutes we talked about nothing but gambling, him and I.
That's awesome.
He's so enthralled with gambling, and he's involved a little bit too. So and he's got this really good software and predictive software. And he was a great guy. Hold on.
Steve yeah. Elkington yep. has predictive
Correct.
Gambling software?
Yes. Oh, my God. Well, I'm going to send you an email
with
this thing that he sent me on email.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable how data-driven it is. Him and his son have come up with this program, and it's really, really cool. So,
all right, let me
I'm going to send you that.
Let me ask you a couple questions. The first one, which I think I absolutely have to ask, is that your motorized vehicle that
yes.
you are getting around on behind you?
Listen, I didn't want to say it, but there you see it there. And I have some guys here that are really, really special. My friend came here 36 times, and he said, "Listen, crack, you got to get
36.
A cart." This is 36 Masters, and he said, "You got to get one of these motorized scooters or else you're not going to make it around that golf course." So it's the best $200 a day you could spend. I'll just tell you that. It really is. It's well worth it to get around on the golf course. And you've seen that in the background. I wasn't going to talk about
no,
that.
No, there it is. We see it. I'm just worried because people walk by every once in a while. I think they're going to carjack you there with your motorized vehicle.
Yeah, my key is in my pocket, but they could do it, though, anyway. You're right.
So let me just ask this at advance because people are going to wonder. So how is it that you came to go to the Masters? Like, how is it that this happened for you this year?
You know, Casey Kerr, the caddy, Casey, who's caddy for 30 Masters, he's got more moves than almost anyone I know. I'll just tell you that. He's got more moves, and he's he introduced me to a ticket broker. The ticket broker already knew who I was, because they're I tell you, that's another thing too, Gil. I never realized until this golf tournament how many golfers are big gamblers. I mean, so many multiples of times I'm on the golf course and someone said, crack it. You know what they said too? I didn't even tell you this one yet. I told you this in casinos and stuff. Here down in Augusta, they say, is Gil here?
Oh, I love it.
It's insane. And so people really, we affect a lot of people. So Casey introduced me to this ticket broker who's one of the biggest in Augusta. And he gave me his cost. I don't even want to tell you because it's really, really a deal. Listen, yesterday were selling for $2,500 each for the par three tournament. Today, I seen StubHub. You can't get a ticket under $4,000 for today. So, which is insane. You know, the Masters 4-day badge, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, because it's on Easter Sunday, and because it's supposed to rain, the ticket's about $10,000 for the 4 days.
Man.
But the individual days are, and by the way, they hate this at Augusta. They hate the ticket brokers. They hate their signs all over buying and selling. This lady, don't let me look at the card. Okay, good. She's good.
But take your card.
So. So anyway, the ticket brokers and stuff. So I paid cost. I stole them. Listen, I got a 4-day pass that cost me just a cost. That's all I want to say.
No, it was very cheap. But I think it's one of those things, even as you're saying, I think it's one of those things that most people who are listening to this are like, you know what? One time I would pay it. One time just to have the experience. Because there's nothing like this. Like, there's no equivalent.
What's the Motel 6 is charging $500 a night. I mean, the hotels are unbelievable. I'm staying just at a regular chain hotel, which, by the way, he has good rates at. I'm staying at a chain hotel 4 miles away from the course. It's not even by the course. 4 miles, pretty easy to shuttle in and out, though. 4 miles away from the course, and it's $500 a night. I mean, it's just that's what kills you is the course price. And
okay, you know. So I have a couple follow-up questions. One, you say a lot of these golfers are gambling. We want names. Who's gambling? No, nothing.
Listen, I'll just tell you, not a lot of the golfers, the people on the course, they have these what do they call Masters Calcuttas that I know. You know, I'm friends with a lot of big gamblers. You have to understand, they're way above me. I'm not in their league. What I've seen go on the last couple of days, I mean, there's a lot of money in this country. I'll just tell you, man.
There's
a lot of generational wealth. My friend said it. There's so much generational wealth that's passed on and passed down because this course has never been passed. There's 50,000 people here. I mean, it is walking a golf course. It's never really been like it is now with the gambling is so much acceptable for the DraftKings, the FanDuels, all the big sports book in the world. That's all they talk about. What's his odds?
I love
it. Who's he matched up against? I mean,
though I think
it's amazing.
I think you will agree with me because you and I talked about this off air with the Calcuttas. People are being a little too brazen with their Calcuttas, aren't they? A little bit.
I'm friends with a couple of those guys, so I don't want to throw no one under the bus, but. I mean, I was surprised to see what I seen last night. I thought,
me too.
I don't know, but maybe Gil, we could be wrong. Maybe there is no 1961 law and across state lines, no more since these companies. Oh, I haven't really talked to a legal counsel.
Well, after we'll have to get our in-house attorney, Mark Geiger, on that answer. People just sort of. Like,
I really don't know, but I mean, and listen, they're not hurting no one. Jesus, all the stuff going on in the world,
they're
no
not.
Problem with that.
They're not.
I really got no problem with them having fun and making some money and stuff. And
I don't.
I've seen Calcuttas here that are bigger though. Calcutta here has got over $500,000. I mean, it's just amazing. It's sick.
All right.
Yeah.
Who did you end up betting on? What are your biggest positions? Because I know you're betting on this.
You know, I just one of my best golf guys who bets a lot of money, and he puts his money where his mouth is. He just gave me a matchup. Connors over. It's on Dom Best, aren't it? Connors over. This is going to be one of my biggest positions that I can't even think of I'm going over. I think it's Connors over Hatton. It's a Dom Best.
You have that, Kelly, don't you? Kelly Connors over Hatton. Don't you have that matchup?
I do not, but I will check. I'm sure that was.
I'm going to check Dom Best. I want to make sure I have the right one. Hold on 1 second, guys, because I don't want to give out the wrong bet because it's a big bet. And let me just check Dom Best real quick. Here we go. Other golf. I don't want to even give. Yes, it's Connors over Hatton minus $1.20 at Stations, minus $1.25 at South Point. I'm back with you guys. Sorry. That's a good matchup. It's still available and at the same prices right there in Vegas. So, anyway, I thought this would be a really cool thing. I'm surprised so many cars are pulling down the Magnolia Lane. I thought it was more kind of, this is the day of the first day of the tournament. I didn't expect all these cars and trucks to be pulling down there.
What did
anyway.
Yeah, it was a series of pickup trucks there. So what's your plan today? Yeah. Are you going to stand on one hole and watch everybody come through, or are you following particular golfers around? What's the crack strategy?
Listen, you better tell these six-figure guys over there and seven-figure guys at Visa, and I went out of the gates for you guys. So you can only go out one time. I went out of the gates to do this program. And I'm going back in. I'll be by the scoreboard most of the day. The big giant scoreboard right to the right of the concession stands there. I'm going to be right there with my buddies. That, by the way, he said there used to be at least 50, 60 guys there. He said 90% of them died off. And they would have their pads out, pens, and do a hell of a lot of gambling. Anyone that knows this place knows all those guys with the pads and pens. They were gambling out there. So that has changed. A lot of them died off. A lot of them got old. And it's going to happen to everyone. A lot of candles on the cake. This is what happens.
All right,
but anyway,
Bill, hold on.
I'll be there.
Stick around after the break. We'll do one more segment because we don't want you to go back in and out because you can't do that. So one more segment with you out, and then you can go back into the golf course. At Augusta, the 87th Masters, where, again, we have a couple co-leaders at the top. Victor Hovland, who eagled number two. Two under par, tied with Adrian Marunk from Poland. Two under par, very early going at Augusta. Very early on a Thursday. Hope your bets are doing well. Long way to go. More with the Crack Man, Unscripted, Numbers Game, VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
A Numbers Game on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Eldrick, Tiger Woods for birdie. Oh, no, still even on the day. Get everything you need to bet on baseball this season with 24/7 streaming, daily best bet emails, including advice, data, and strategy for only $9.99. Our experts are also getting ready for golf's first major of the year at Augusta for this year's Masters Betting Guide. Wes Reynolds profiles every player of the field. Matt Eumanns with his best bets. Sign up today to get full access to VSiN through the NFL Draft for only $9.99 at VSiN.com/subscribe. John Rahm with the Eagleable, if we can call it that. Second hole at Augusta, which Victor Hovland already eagled. He does birdie, so he's back to even par through two.
Tiger won over. He does have one bogey.
Oh, he does. Okay. I missed that. On the third hole, he bogeyed?
Yeah.
All right, so one over for the tournament through four is Eldrick Tiger Woods, who I guess it was a big deal last year. People were betting, will he make or miss the cut after his big accident? But I haven't heard much buzz on that this year by comparison.
Yeah. It's the Masters. He's played here a million times. I think there's a very good chance he misses the cut. I'll be betting against or makes the cut. I'll be betting against him, though, after that, probably.
Yeah. This is all the stuff Bill is missing right now, so we'll go back to Bill here. But this is Victor Hovland here, who's the co-leader with Adrian Marunk here in the early stages. He's got about, what would you call that, 13-footer for par?
Yeah, a little less than that, maybe.
All right.
10.
Let's call it 11. 11-footer for par on the par 3 fourth hole. And he puts it in there.
There you go.
There you go. All right.
Your leader,
so he maintains the co-lead, two under through four. Bill Krakenberger, live from Magnolia Lane, everybody, who did us a favor, left the premises. They only let you have one out and in, and so this is his out and in. Bill, we're talking. Let me just read this tweet. This is from Mark Geiger, in-house attorney on the show. We're talking about the, with the Calcuttas. And I brought up the legal ramifications because I didn't catch everything that Crack said, but my guess is what he's seeing is probably very illegal. Gambling is highly regulated. The government wants the tax revenue. That and any effort to evade taxation is not tolerated. Mano a mano wagers are not enforceable in most states. Mark, what I was referring to is basically the over the state lines thing was what I was specifically talking about. You did glean some intel, though. Who are the most in the Calcutta? Who are the more popular players?
Rahm sold for a lot of money in the Calcutta I know about. Rahm sold for the most, followed by Rory McIlroy. They were the biggest two. And unbelievably, Tiger was way overpaid for it, too. It actually shocked everyone in the Calcutta. Tiger was over. You know, that bet that you guys were just talking about, Tiger to make the cut was minus 170 on the yes this year. So, today's a beautiful day. He should shoot okay today. And even his score today, over-under, I seen you could bet over 72.5. So Tiger should I don't know his score right now. You guys said he's one over. Maybe he one should over. Do that. Yeah. So that was an interesting bet. There's a lot of interesting bets. They have a whole sheet of Tiger Woods props at some of the sports books, just Tiger Woods related. That's how much money is generated. As we know, last year, the Tiger Woods being in the Masters after his accident was one of the largest sporting bet events of the year. It was in literally top three at some of the sports book sporting events of the year that had wagers on it. So kind of interesting. But, yeah, the cow cut is the good question there. Listen, and I want to just say something. I want to defend any guys that are that maybe we may be talking about. I want to defend them. These guys pay a ton of taxes, a ton of gambling
wins. Yes, they do.
A ton on gambling wins. So
it's not about the taxes.
It's not like they're evading. Yeah. They're evading Big Brother. I know myself just making a big quarterly tax payment on March 15th. I can imagine what some of these guys also.
Yeah.
So also you know make so. But yeah, you know, it's just acceptable now compared to years ago. Where when you see something like that, you realize how much more it's acceptable than years ago. Years ago, no one would ever go on here talking about how much you're betting and this, you know, betting, you know, in faraway places and stuff. It's more accepted now because it's a bigger thing. When you get people talking about gambling, it helps the sites that are legal, the legalized sites. It helps those sites. So. There's a lot more to the story than just saying, oh, my God, these guys are doing this or these guys are doing that. So it's kind of an interesting thing, though. I just know one thing. I learned, like I said on the first record, and I'll say it again. I had no idea probably until being down here how much betting goes on golf. I mean, there's guys there's guys down here that are betting literally five figures on six. I know one guy betting six figures on golf matchups. That's unbelievable.
Yeah, and the Masters specifically, right? The Masters specifically with outrights has been up since, you know, the end of last year. So people have
those outrights, Gil, they're such bad bets. Man.
They are.
I mean,
they
come are. On, 7-1 on it. You can't take 7 or 8-1 on a golfer down here. Now, granted, I know a lot of the top 15 golfers, they said, someone showed me a stat that the top 15 have won so many years out of I think it was 10 of 11 years or something. I don't care, man. I'm not taking 7 or 8-1 on any golfer. Matter of fact, I'd like to lay it. I think the lay, that's why I got to like the yes-no lines that Circa puts up. You could have laid 10-1 on the no on Rory. I mean, come on. I'll tell you. I'd rather lay the no than the yes. It's probably the better bet. No one's laying no on things. The natural tendency of the public, of people in general, is to take the yes. The no line is definitely only one guy can win.
You're talking about the make miss cut line is what you're talking about?
No, win the tournament.
Oh, just to win the tournament. By the way, the point I was making about the Masters is because the outrights are up, I wasn't advocating it, you know, the 20 outright bets, because they've been up for as long as they have, it is by definition, right, the most handled of any golf tournament as a result of it just being up for as long as it's been up.
Oh, yeah.
By the time the first player tees off this morning, people have just added, I mean, I can't tell you how many people texted me yesterday randomly like, oh, my God, I have so many Masters bets. It's ridiculous. People can't help themselves because they're so excited for this particular. This doesn't happen in the Open Championship or the U.S. Open or the PGA or any other tournament. But for this, it is just, and I said it yesterday, I think it's my favorite thing, my favorite event of the year. Nothing compares to this. There's no equivalent. And so what you were saying, your bucket list item, to pay $10,000 or whatever for 4 days, I think there's a lot of people listening who would absolutely be happy to do that once in their life.
Your point you just talked about was fantastic again, Gil. This is something that I did last year. That's right. Bill Krakenberger. I always admit when I over gamble on something. I'll do that on video poker promotion sometimes and you know, things that are just dumb to do over bet. The Masters is probably on my list last year. I probably over bet. Now, I don't mean over bet size of bankroll. No, that's not going to happen no matter what. But over bet, betting too many things. I bet so many things last year on the Masters. You get so caught up in things. And I'm talking about after day one, they put new sheets of lines up. Day two, and now there's actually live betting too. You know, you can go on and bet live during the tournament on any of the big new sites that are, even in Vegas, they have live betting on the Masters. I mean, it's easy to overbet, guys, so don't get caught up. Enjoy the history. Enjoy the tournament itself. Enjoy the beauty, the culture, the just don't get caught up in the gambling aspect, because you could easily overbet even the Masters. Am I right, Gil?
You are absolutely right. We're all guilty of it, even if it's not this event, in some other thing where we can, you know, as long as we've been doing this, sometimes it gets the best of us. We're like, oh my God, how many bets do I have? The Masters is chief among them for most. Bill, I'm gonna let you go. I'm gonna let you get back into the golf course. We leave you. Do we have the postcard view of Bill Krakenberger? This is a beautiful postcard of Bill. This is you right in front of the clubhouse there. You should make that into postcards and send them all around.
I'm going to make that into a postcard. It might have to be like a large postcard, but I'm going to make it into one.
Bill, enjoy. Thank
you
so much, man.
I'll talk to you guys.
Bill Krakenberger. Wise Cracks with Bill Krakenberger is the podcast as well. So at the top, we have a four-way lead here, 2 under par. Victor Hovland has made that eagle on 2 stand-up. He's 2 under through 4. Xander Schauffele Kelly, he has now birdied a couple holes through 4. He is 2 under. And remember, he was the answer to most people, for most people when I asked the question, who's the guy who wins this who you're going to hate yourself the most if he wins this? Xander's there, 2 under. Adam Scott's 2 under. And then Cam Young has birdied both the first and the second holes. He's 2 under.
Yeah, if Xander Schauffele wins this after the one event I'm not on him this year, I'm going to take one of those chairs up there and throw it through the window, I think.
Oh, man.
Adam Scott, be nice if you went away, too. I don't need any historical Masters guys that have played this course well lurking around the top.
And by the way, I was wrong about Rahm. He double bogeyed the first hole. And
yeah,
then
I believe
too.
He four-putted down that green.
My goodness. So he's 1 over after birding the second hole. Still to come, obviously, a full afternoon of guys who have yet to tee off, including some of the bigger names of the whole tournament, Brooks Koepka, Phil Mickelson, and then the Dustin Johnsons of the world, and, of course, Colin Morikawa, Will Zalatoris, Scottie Scheffler, Max Homa, Rory McIlroy, Jordan Spieth, Tony Finau. None of those guys anywhere close to teeing off, but they will within the next 2-3 hours. 88 total golfers in the pool. That's what makes it awesome, too, right? A very manageable pool of golfers at Augusta for the 87 Masters. Nice of Bill to join us from Magnolia Lane.
That was awesome.
His arm was getting tired, so we had to let him go.
I told him to put it down and try to rest it on the cart, and he's like, great idea, Kelly, you're right. Now, all he did was sit down in the cart and rest there, I think.
I love that he wanted to hide the fact that he was moving around on that motorized vehicle, but it was the only other thing
in the
shot.
Right in the shot, yeah.
They're going to carjack you, man. Good for him. Bucket list item. We should all be so lucky. Let's talk NBA with Dan Bespris and Jason Weingarten in the hole as well. It's a numbers game at Visa, the Sports Betting Network.
A numbers game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Before you make your next bet, be sure to visit VSiN.com to check the current betting splits data.
Splitting bets, let's go, JT!
Want to know where the money and bets are moving every game? Well, the betting splits page is updated with DraftKings odds every 10 minutes, so you can see changes in all the action. Find out where the public's betting based on the number of tickets and where the money does not match the public opinion. You can check out not just today's action, but future events as well. Betting splits yet another way. VSiN is here to make you a smarter, better year-round. Check out today's betting splits for every game at VSiN.com. Kelly's little tantrum right there, not really a tantrum, but just an outburst, is because Justin Thomas has birdied his second consecutive hole. He is 2 under for the tournament as well. But I'll tell you what, Cam Young, who birdied number 1 and number 2, looks like he's got a 3-footer to birdie the third hole as well. So he could be the sole leader here momentarily. Right now you have a 6-way tie at 2 under, including Sergio, who's 2 under.
Yeah, he can go away. If you want to go down a fun rabbit hole this afternoon and you're wondering why Cameron Young is wearing a Major League Baseball logo on his shirt, Google that story, and you could go down that rabbit hole of the history of golfers and their connection with Major League Baseball sponsorships. I just learned that Ches Reavie has a sponsorship deal with the Arizona Diamondbacks that he's had for over a year.
You remember the late, great Payne Stewart used to wear NFL-inspired old school knickers. Remember his whole outfit. Okay, so by the way, Tyreek Hill has decided he's going to retire. Did you hear this? After his contract runs out with the Dolphins, he said, "I got 3 more years left of me, and that'll be it."
Okay, that's interesting.
Here's Cam. Yeah, just randomly said that on a podcast.
Cam, you know, I'm going to retire 3 years from now.
Yeah, he says he wants to do other things, including getting into gaming. He said. Not our kind of gaming. I think gaming. Cam Young does birdie the third hole. birdie, birdie, birdie to start the 87th Masters for Cameron Young. 3 under. Sole possession of the lead at Augusta. We get tweets at Beating the Book before we get to Bespers here. This is Bruce Doe Biggin. No player who was over par after round one has won the Masters the past 25 years. On the positive side, there's a deadly spicy California roll at a place I know at Augusta. Thank you. Thank you so much. J-Rod pointing out how amazing Iga Swiatek is. Iga Swiatek speaking out against the tour for not taking the opportunity when they had it to ban all players from Russia and its ally Belarus after the invasion of Ukraine. Good for her. 21 years old. Thank you, J-Rod, for that. 21 years old speaking out like that. Number one player in the world. John Balduzzi. You know who I think of when I hear nerdy golf gambling analytics software? Steve Elkington. It's really true. That was the best part of that whole segment.
It really was.
Mike Alvarez. Steve Elkington had a funny story about telling his doctor that he drank a 750-milliliter bottle a day. The doctor asked, "You ever consider getting help?" Elk replied, "No, I can drink it all by myself." He's a great interview. Have Crackman get his info so you can have him on. We'll totally get Elkington on.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
Ladies and gentlemen, he's got the greatest audio in the biz. He also happens to be the assistant GM at Sports Ethos, and he's the Fantasy NBA Today podcast host. It's Dan Bespers. How you doing, Dano?
Good morning, gentlemen. I'm fine. How are you guys today?
They're doing great. Well, let's just talk about it, because we opened the show talking NBA and how it's a really funky schedule today. 5 games. You don't, with the exception of the Jazz game, right, against the Thunder, you don't really know where motivations will lie. Let's start with the one series we do know, which is the Cavs and the Knicks. The Cavs are about minus 185 favorites. Julius Randle injury concerns for the Knicks. What is your instinct on this?
Yeah, I mean, I think that number's relatively close. That is a series, if I do anything, it'll probably be during the series. You could look for windows where you think a team maybe has an edge and kick into it on that one. It's a series where I'm definitely going to be looking at pace, because you can get a pretty good feel for a lot of the NBA playoffs by just watching how a game looks. Obvious adjustments that teams can make, they often do make them in the postseason, and kind of betting into that as the series goes on. I'd love to have something deep and profound to offer on this one, but that series price looks pretty good to me, with Randall expected to miss at least the front end of it.
All right, so we're always trying to figure out late. I mean, we're always trying to figure out a betting angle, but late season, you know, we've been famous on this show for talking Tankapalooza years ago. There is no...
You never forget your first Tankapalooza.
You never forget your first Tankapalooza, and quite frankly, it ain't like that anymore, right? They switched the rules with the ping pong ball percentages, and quite frankly, this year there were 4 teams that were so far worse than everybody else that they could afford to win games and it wouldn't matter to them down the stretch. So we didn't really have it this year. But we do have this constant sort of back and forth of bettors thinking, okay, are teams really motivated by their seeding? And sometimes we overrate that, I think, as bettors, right? We're like, oh, this team really wants the number 2 seed as opposed to 3. Well, maybe not. But the one that everybody, and I think correctly so, does focus in on is Sacramento, which could technically still get to 2, but it's probably going to be 3, right? The Grizzlies' magic number to be the 2nd seed is 1. So Sacramento is going to be 3rd. The Clippers and the Warriors have the same record right now, 5-6. Clippers do have the tiebreaker. So the Warriors are at 6. Draymond has already come out and said, we'd like to play the Kings, not for the reason you think, but because the travel is so limited up, you know, Northern California. It's like, an hour and a half between between San Francisco and Sacramento? I might have that wrong. People in the Bay will correct me. But I recall it was a very short trip up to Sacramento. Is there a way for them to really even manipulate getting the 6th seed, or is even that like a betting thought that we're overrating?
Yeah, it all seems too hard. Warriors have this game against the Kings tomorrow. They've got the zombie Blazers to finish out the regular season. And the Clippers, the Clippers had a Lakers team that could barely open their eyes yesterday. They also have the zombie Blazers, and then they've got the Suns on the last day. And, you know, who knows what players you'll actually see for Phoenix in that game, because their Suns are in a delightful little 4 seed pocket right now where they're basically not going anywhere. They're locked into that spot. And it's hard because if you're trying to grade out, do I need to lose? Do I need to win? you got the Lakers and the Pelicans a game back of you on the other side of it. The Lakers, I believe, had the tiebreaker over the Warriors.
Yes.
Not over the Clippers.
Correct.
And so there's this jockeying, and you're going to end up in a place you don't want to be. And it makes it, I think, really hard for all of those teams because they want to try to avoid the play-in.
I agree.
And Draymond saying he wants to have the light travel, but let's be honest, he'd rather not play Kevin Durant in the first round. We can,
for sure.
We can all say it.
Yeah, for sure. It. And it is 90 minutes, by the way. We just confirmed 90 minutes between the Bay, or San Francisco specifically, and Sacramento. But let's advance to Highway 8. He even knows the highway. Let's advance to next week for a second then, because again, 7-8 games on Tuesday, 9-10 games on Wednesday. Loser of 7-8, winner of 9-10 on Friday, each conference. Let's say the Lakers do end up in a play-in. Right now they're 7th, they're slotted. The Pelicans are in 8. Neither of those teams can get knocked out of the postseason, so they're definitely in the play-in. But let's say it's a Lakers-Pelicans game. What's the number in that game? Let's just play the hypothetical game. What's the number there where you would take the Pelicans? Because all the Lakers hype is going to drive this number way past where it should be.
Yeah, it doesn't need to be that big for me, actually. I think the Lakers probably do win that game. They've played the Pelicans well this year, but nothing says that it's going to be a blowout. And you will see, I think, maybe 6? Does that feel? No, maybe even higher than
maybe
that.
Even
you
higher.
Might see higher.
That sounds about right. I think it's 7-ish, yeah.
I think that's, I don't want to say an auto play because that's a dumb thing to say, but it's almost an auto play on the Pelicans because they've been playing well. I think they'll keep it close. Lakers have a tendency to play closer games perhaps than they should. Do I think they prevail in that one? Yeah, they've had the Pelicans number a little bit, but they've also had these extraordinary shooting games against the Pels that feel a bit anomalous for a Lakers team that most of the year, and I know their personnel is different now, hasn't been the world's greatest shooting basketball club. So, you know, they'll put Jared Vanderbilt on Brandon Ingram. That'll slow him down a little bit, but it'll be, I think, a pretty tight ball game. And if you get a decent chunk of points, if you get 6 or more on that one, then all you're hoping for is that there's not a whole bunch of free throws at the end and the Pels miss, you know, the shot at 4 seconds to bring it from 7 down to 5 or something like that. Right. But I would be looking real hard at the Pels in that one.
Final 3 questions, super rapid fire. So no plays tonight? Is that confirmed? No plays for you tonight?
Yeah, I can't. I mean, this is what a disaster. I do think it's hilarious that the Cavs are resting their entire starting 5 and that line moved 14 points. That's funny to me.
Just, we were going to point that out. The Magic are now 9.5 point favorites in this game.
That's the best.
Cavs are like, we're the 4 seed. We'll see you then.
Yeah. Well, if you could have gotten on that one at an opening number, you could have a pretty cool middle today.
Okay. The question number 2, who would be your MVP vote right now? And who do you think wins it?
Embiid is going to win it. That's the easier of those 2 questions right now. I've had Jokic the whole year. I would almost consider leaning Giannis here when all sort of rolled together, but it's going to be Embiid. And you know, it's funny. I'm trying to do this rapid fire, but remember we talked 1 week ago, and Embiid and Jokic were even odds. And now Embiid is what? -1,000?
That's ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. And then final question, because I ask you this every time. Who's in the Western Conference Finals?
Oh, Suns and Nuggets. That's impossible. They'll probably play each other.
That's a terrible answer. Incorrect.
Oh my God.
You have managed to answer it incorrectly.
I embarrass myself on the way out.
We have our first incorrect answer we can confirm, Kelly.
Thank you,
Dano. I get the idea, though. That's why that question is ridiculous. It could be anybody, any of those teams. We'll come back. Jason Weingarten on baseball next.
A numbers game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks, unleashes the spirit of Las Vegas with BetMGM Rewards. Every time you make a wager at BetMGM, you can earn BetMGM Rewards points that you can redeem for online bonus credits like bonus bets and bet insurance tokens. Planning a trip to Vegas? You can also convert your BetMGM points into MGM Rewards points that you can use towards dining, shows, and hotel rooms at over 20 MGM Resorts properties located on the Las Vegas Strip and nationwide. Sign up with BetMGM or log in today to get an even bigger piece of the action with BetMGM Rewards. Eligibility restrictions apply. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly and offer resources to help you make appropriate choices. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years of age or older to wager. New and existing customer offer. All promotions subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire in 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. We get tweets at Beating the Book. This is from Ray at Wreak and Havoc. He said, Iga's comments are poor, he said. Those tennis players don't deserve to be punished for actions they have zero control over. You know, Ray, you might be right about that, but I'll give you the counter argument to that. That's easy to say when you're not one of these Ukrainian players, because the tension on the tour is palpable. And so what Iga's talking about is definitely a thing. And what all she's saying is they missed their opportunity to do it. They can't do it anymore. That you had to take a stand. And by the way, for her being 21 years old and the number one player in the world, way to go, Iga, for having the onions to take a stand in a sporting landscape where we always wonder if anybody ever has a personality or anything good to say. Good for her in that respect. But easy for us to say when we're not the Ukrainian players and you're like, oh, they're going to walk around like nothing's going, like nothing's wrong. These other players. Chili Gambler, listening to a numbers game with Gil and Kelly with the Masters nature sounds in the background is the best way to listen. If you can listen closely enough to the birds, you can hear them say the name of Gil's sushi restaurant. Chris Heath, Interstate 80, talking about the highway, or the freeway, rather, between San Francisco and Sacramento. Jason Weingarten about to join us. Z Free, weird thing about that Cavs magic line is that the Magic really need to lose to get in the top five draft odds. Yeah, I don't think, I mean, maybe I'm wrong, but with the ping pong balls, 1, 2, 3, and 4, right? 1, 2, and 3. If you finish the three worst, you get 14.5% of the ping, 14% of the ping pong balls. If you finish fourth, you get 12.5% of the ping pong balls. In terms of the fifth position versus the sixth, I don't know what the drop off is right off the top.
I believe it's 10. I believe.
Is it a big? Is it a big drop off?
No, it skews down a bit. But Magic
it goes from 10.5% of the ping pong balls if you finish fifth worst to 8.3% if you finish sixth worst. I mean, I don't know if this is where I think we kind of overrate things.
And look, the Magic haven't been playing that way all year.
Yeah.
Like they've been playing this the young group of guys that they have, and they've been playing them tough. Every game. And like right now, they don't have anybody on the injury report for tonight. Not that that means anything in the NBA, but, you know.
J-Rod chiming in on the Iga thing. She, to be fair, if she doesn't say this, what would get the tour to do anything? I read what Svitolina had to say in Charleston. If they aren't going to help the Ukrainian players, what are they doing as an organization? Yeah, it's super easy to say things when, when you're not one of the people directly affected. Dan Bespris, embarrassed myself on the way out. Thanks, Gil and Kelly, for having me as always. He does say he thinks the West, his power ranking, he says, Western Conference Final, he goes, Suns and who the hell knows? If healthy, Clippers, if not Lakers, he says, all with question marks. It's impossible to answer. Jason Weingarten joins us for owner of Cloud of Smoke in Southern Cali. How you doing, Jason?
Pretty good. How's it going?
Doing very well. At Spreadopedia, for those who are unfamiliar with Jason, or as Will Hill calls our segments, gambling porn. So now, here's the deal, Jason. I know you bet a lot of golf. What are your biggest positions here at the Masters?
I got Dustin Johnson. I think I got him around 30-1, 33-1. I got Brooks Koepka plus 5250, and Sahith Theegala plus 133-1, we'll call it.
I like it.
Not much else. I got a couple, you know, top 20s, top 10s, Gordon Sargent to make the cut. I did bet a little bit on him to win outright. I think, I always want to be on the bet that'll bankrupt the book.
judging by a couple of your picks there, are you feeling that people overrated the sort of anti-Liv sentiment, like that was a little unfounded to you?
Well, I mean, it was just Dustin Johnson, 30-1. Like, has he really stopped being one of the best golf players in the world just because he went to Liv? Like, maybe his game's gone soft, but, you know, I recall not too long ago when Dustin Johnson was 7-1, 8-1 against the rest of the competitive PGA field. So, he's also a past champion here, so I was totally down to get some 30-1 on Dustin. The Koepka bet, you know, his odds just kept drifting up and up and up and up, and they even got higher before he won this last live event. So, you know, just looking guys who are in good form there. Dustin can't go wrong with Dustin at 30-1.
Victor Hovland and Cam Young currently tied. Early stages, of course, of the 87th Masters. Both are 3-under. Hovland 3-under through 6. Cam Young 3-under through 4, and they have a one-stroke lead over six others, and it really is, like, besides Meronk, I mean, these are big names, right? Everything. I mean, it's likely that they're going to be big names at the Masters, but this really is Garcia, Reed, Schauffele, Scott, and Thomas all in the lurking position right now, early going of the Masters. All right, early returns. First of all, let's get to the games today in baseball. It's a short slate because there's a lot of postponements. Do you have any bets currently today?
Yeah, I have one bet. Looks like it's been getting money all overnight or all morning. Padres Braves over 8. It's up to about minus 115, 120. I'd still play the over 8, minus 120. It was 7.5 overnight. I thought that line was too short. I still think 8 is playable. Spencer Strider is a guy. I wouldn't call myself a Spencer Strider hater, but I'm definitely a fader of his frequently. And he just keeps going out and playing very, very well, pitching very well. I think maybe it's time I reassess my betting against Spencer Strider.
Interesting. Have you added any awards bets or any different things since the last time we spoke?
I have not bet any new awards since the season started. You know, I'm trying to not go crazy doing that. I am looking forward to seeing if there's those in-season win total markets at Caesars again. I thought those were good last year. The Blue Jays, have you bet any Blue Jays games yet, Bill?
No, Gil? Not yet.
I've lost, I think, 5 bets on the Blue Jays so far this season. When I bet on the Blue Jays, the other team wins. When I bet on the over, the under wins. When I bet on yes first inning, it's no first inning. I think I've lost 5 Blue Jays bets already. I'm kind of impressed.
They're your Irvin Santana. That's always my guy. I used to say, when I bet on Irvin Santana, he was the worst pitcher I've ever seen. When I would fade him, he was Cy Young. There's always someone or some team like that. I'll ask you what I asked Spore earlier, which is super early, right? 6 games in. Is there a team, though, that just on that small sample size, based on the entire offseason you've had to assess, and you think well of some teams, you think poorly of others, you know, vis-a-vis the market. But is there a club so far where you're like, oh, either to the good or to the bad, where you're like, I might be wrong about them?
Well, you know, I don't want to say the Dodgers because I think that's an easy answer. But you do have to kind of point out that the Dodgers, you know, were given a lot of flack this offseason for losing Trey Turner and not making the team better and going out and signing Noah Syndergaard and Jason Hayward. And Jason Hayward goes out and hits a ball harder than anybody on the Dodgers, you know, hit a ball all last season. So I'm kind of impressed with the Dodgers so far. Thought the Rockies actually played well. The games I watched them against San Diego and LA, they played well on the road to start the season. So maybe that's something to keep an eye on. But in general, like, you really can't take much away from the early games, except the Marlins are pretty bad and going to continue to struggle to score runs.
Is there a bet you've made in a other sport besides baseball that is sort of more random for you that you'd like to share?
Random. You know, there's not a ton with the college basketball being over. Like, I don't bet the NBA. I don't bet NHL. Kind of slow right now, yeah, other than baseball and golf.
Your NBA, you usually will, like, cherry pick at the end of the year. Like, you'll randomly make an NBA bet, but you have no awards in the NBA. No bets.
Nothing. I don't do NBA awards. I leave the NBA awards. There's a lot of other people I follow that like to talk about it, and I just don't really want to compete for, you know, I know I see everyone talking about the MVP and everything. It's one of those things where, like,
yeah,
you know, I got nothing to add to who's going to win that race. And, you know, it's a competitive market, so I leave it to the other people to play around in it.
All right, good starts for your Jordan Walker Rookie of the Year bet. You got to be happy with that beginning. You got to be happy with some of the others as well. What's the one that?
Yeah, like I said, really, it's so early. Yeah. Not much to you can get excited about anything at this point. I'm pretty excited about Sandy after his last start. You've had that 1-0 complete game.
What do you have him? What do you have Sandy Alcantara? In what market?
Like 5-1, 6-1. You know, he's the reigning Cy Young. If he goes out and keeps doing that, he's going to win it again. I think, you know, got to keep an eye on that.
Okay. Jason, enjoy the Masters, man. We'll talk next week.
Thank you. Talk to you later. Should be fun. Go whoever I bet on.
Go whoever I bet on.
Ditto.
I think that speaks for everybody. Lombardi Line is next. Enjoy from Visa, the Sports Betting Network.